This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Just because, like, there was, you know, some question marks of who the better team was, and, you know, just watching social media, it seemed like they thought they were better than us. So it was just nice to put our stamp on that, yeah, we're still the best team in this league. You know, we played them four times, including in the regular season, and we beat them three, and they beat us one at third place. So I think if there's any question mark who the best team was, we proved it tonight.
That's John Tavares on the Buffalo Bandits winning the NLL Championship, his team. Is he... No. Do I even ask? It's a terrible question. I was going to say, is it possible he could surpass his resume as a player, as a coach? But I don't think so. I mean, he's the best player in the league's history.
What if he wins another championship next year?
That's the thing. Like, if he wins, you know, 5-6 championships as Bandits head coach, it's pretty good too. You know, for all the we'll get to some football here, but I wasn't here for the end of the Leaf season, right? I think that happened right beginning of last week, or even a little bit before that. But I don't think I'm here for it. So, the beginnings of Mitch Marner watch, I'm not here for. Everybody, every Mitch Marner conversation goes the exact same way. You bring him up, and you go, man, be great if the Sabres can get him. I hope they're in on it. Hope they could get him. And then somebody, logically, goes, yeah, he's never coming here. And then what is the counter? Every single time to, oh, he'll never come here. The counter 100% of the time is, well, he's a Bills fan. What if Josh Allen's in the meeting? What if we give him season tickets? That's always the counter. Always the counter. And I'm not saying that it's impossible. I love that we're on YouTube now. You can see when my chair sinks all the way to the bottom. I got it back. Anyways, he's a Bills fan. It's not impossible he could be curious about the idea of playing here if he's such a big Bills fan. He's been to games, of course. He loves Josh Allen. I don't think it will be at all the determining factor to where he plays. But okay. John Tavares is also a free agent. Leafs John Tavares. I mean, we did this with him when he left the New York Islanders, didn't we? Like, hey, his uncle is a legend here. Maybe he could put in a good word. He's 35 now, and he's still pretty good. He's not the player he once was, but he's still pretty good. Although I would imagine he's more likely to sign back with the Leafs than he would be here. By the way, he actually might be about as good as the player he once was because he had the second most goals in his career last season. 38 goals, Tavares. I don't think he'll leave Toronto, though. He went home. He's from there. He'd probably be easier to sign than Marner. But I don't know.
Wasn't it wild that they, like, the day after they lost, were like, yeah, Tavares is back. It's fine.
Yeah.
That seems really fast to make, like, that call for them.
It was an automatic
for them. Yeah, it was like locker room clean out. He comes down there and he says, I just had a great conversation with Berube and Tree Living. I'm encouraged. I think I'm going to be back next year.
Yeah. Well, I do want to get some football, but while we're on this, because I am very interested in what happens to them and these players and them losing again, the Leafs. Tavares also sees a decline in the playoffs.
Yes.
You know, like Marner and Matthews, less so Nylander because he's kind of figured it out. But Matthews and Marner get a lot of heat for you're not as good in the postseason as you are in the regular season. But the savvy veteran that's been a star for a long time, he played his first playoff games 13 years ago.
Yeah.
For the
Islanders. He's been to a final. Right, like all that stuff is.
Oh, he hasn't been to a
or
final.
Not final, a conference final, and
he doesn't produce. He's got, you know, his 82 game average in the postseason is 58 points.
Yeah, you need more out of, you know, conversation with all of those guys is essentially the same, aside from, like you said, Nylander's kind of gotten there.
He's done a lot better, but Tavares becomes Casey Mittelstadt in the playoffs.
Right. He turns into, like, kind of an okay guy that can't really skate. Like,
right.
You notice him being bad in the playoffs more, I think, because of the speed of the playoffs.
I read, and this can be, there's a connection point here to the Sabres and, like, what they should do, how they should act. I read a great piece from Travis Yost over the weekend about the Leafs faltering in the playoffs again. And a critical reason for that that doesn't often get mentioned. Because when you think of the Leafs over 10 years failing in the playoffs, what do you think of? You think of, well, they're soft, right?
Yeah.
They're small and they're soft and they're skilled. And for many of those years, I don't think this year this is true of, but for many of those years, they're not that good defensively. They're not that good in net. You know, like these things you need to win in the playoffs. And what Travis broke down is don't just stare at all the other stuff. Look at what they become offensively, and even more specifically what they would become on the power play.
Yeah. It's
No team sees a bigger decline from, this is over that decade, no team in the league sees a bigger decline from regular season to postseason on the power play than the Toronto Maple Leafs do.
Yeah.
It goes into a shell of itself.
It's such an interesting team in because it's so consistent. There's such a huge sample size. How rare is it to see this many years of the same group like that?
Mm-hmm.
Go do the same thing. Like, there are often teams in sports where you go, this is the story about this team, but really it probably only happened a couple times, right? The Leafs, it's been 8 years of them doing the same thing in the playoffs. So it's not they got unlucky this time. Like, you can't explain any of it away now. It's too many repeat offenses. So it is some systematic shortcoming or some roster construction issue. And I think a lot of it stems from they wanted to change the game fundamentally from, mm-hmm. you know, big, heavy, hard, everything's kind of slow, lumbering in the playoffs. They were like, no, we're gonna go and we're gonna be small and fast and we're gonna score more than everybody. And it works great when you're playing 30% of your games against teams like, you know, Buffalo or Anaheim or mm-hmm. teams that can't compete on that level in terms of skill and offensive output. But once you run into some teams that know how to combat that and know how to play that heavy lumbering style that they tried to get away from that stops the Maple Leafs' high-octane sort of vibe, that's where they run into problems, and that's why it's been so consistent, is they stuck with that philosophy. And this year felt like the first year they really tried to get away from that while still not entirely moving off of it with the core four, with Marner, with Matthews, with
those
guys.
That's where there is some overlap here because it's not just defense and hitting and scrums after whistles. A lot, I feel like what the Panthers are kind of proving right now to an extent is that heavy style that they play. Sure, there's a mental warfare where you're the Hurricanes and you know every whistle you're just going to get bullied. You know, like they are just going to be, they're going to lean on you and they are going to get into it with you after every whistle and it's just going to exhaust you, this team. Because the Panthers just go line after line after line where they're so good on the ice and then they just want to beat the snot out of you after two. And they will. But another thing that makes the Panthers so good and valuable, you know, like the Matthew Tkachuk trade gets so much credit for turning that organization around into what they've been, where they're going to go to their third straight finals in a row. Yep. But don't forget they also traded for Sam Reinhart that offseason.
Yeah.
And Sam Reinhart, you know, say what you will about him as a Sabre. He was a very good Buffalo Sabre. He has become one of the premier power play players in the league since he got to Florida. And that's really where I'm thinking about the Panthers recently and the Leafs. And to make a connection to the Sabres on this, this was part of Travis's thesis in his article, is that there is a stronger, he's not alone in this, there are others, that maybe more than ever, there's a strong connection between how good is your power play and how much do you win.
Yep.
Because the Panthers, for all that, they're not winning 2-1 in all these games.
They're
some of them
smoking teams.
They have scored 5 or more goals 8 times in these playoffs.
Right.
Like a lot of their physicality and they're so big and they have all these power forwards, is it allows them to produce offensively in the playoffs much as it shuts teams down.
It creates space for you.
Right.
For those players to do what they do, and for a Sam Reinhart.
And their power play is awesome.
Exactly.
And it always has been.
Make you pay when you take a retaliatory penalty against Matthew Tkachuk because he's making your head fly off your shoulders.
Yep.
You go slash him, and then they're on the power play, and then they score, and then Tkachuk's laughing at you from the bench. And I think that contributes mentally to the way that they dominate teams. Is you go, not only are we getting hammered by these guys, every play on the wall, we're getting drilled, the forecheck, we can't get the puck out of our own zone. Even when we try and match their intensity and physicality level, A, we can't do it. B, when we do and we try and send a message with a penalty, oh, now you send out Sasha Barkov and Sam Reinhart to eat you alive. And that can be a daunting task for a team to look at and go, this is what we've got to do. There's a tight window for how we can beat this team.
Mm-hmm.
And one misstep, they'll make you pay in wherever you take one because they can do it anywhere. They don't let you score. They're going to keep you from getting anywhere near their net.
Yep.
You take a penalty, they'll make you pay. You want to play a 1-1 game, they'll do that. They can do anything. That team is incredible.
I hate to be a victim of recency bias, but I do feel like they're the most complete team I've ever seen. I don't want to say they're the best team I've ever seen, but where they have three lines deep that can score. I mean, that third line with Lundell and Marchand, and then the blue line, Nico Mikola might be, him and Forsling might be their best two defensemen, and they're like their fourth and fifth most famous defensemen.
Exactly.
And then Bobrovsky in goal. They have the star goalie.
And he's playing the best of his career, maybe, right now.
They really aren't missing anything. And that's not, you know, like when the Penguins win their cups, that's a great team, but no one would say they're six deep on the blue line.
Right.
No one would say they're Letang this physical.
Was doing it all.
Yeah, he was playing 30 minutes a night in some of those games.
Same with Tampa when they went on their runs. Like,
right.
They had good D. Sergachev was awesome. Hedman was great. They didn't have.
Yeah.
I don't know that they had a Mikola.
They might be the closest.
They were definitely, as to me, in my mind, as close as it gets.
Right.
No, nobody's been that dominant to where, like, Florida is just steamrolling teams.
And complete doesn't mean best, although it might be, you know.
You could argue it.
If they win the cup this year and they've made it 3 years in a row, I mean, you have the makings of one of the all-time teams. Now, I want to connect all this, though, to the Sabres a bit because, especially on Travis's thought about power play and the connection point between how much you win, not just in the, because in the playoffs, you almost could make the argument it's more important in the playoffs because you get so few opportunities because penalties aren't called all the time. When you get them, You got to score on them.
Yeah, special teams in the playoffs becomes paramount.
Right. It becomes more important. In the regular season, I mean, his idea and others that power play might mean more to winning than you think. The Sabres are a great example of that. I mean, looking back on their last couple of years, 24th in the league in power play this year, or this past season, 29th the year before, 9th the year before that. Doesn't that kind of sound about how those seasons went?
Right. It's all connected.
And for 2 years now, they haven't been able to figure it out. So I don't think they're getting Mitch Marner. But when I think about ways that they could break the drought without spending to the cap, because I don't really expect them to do that, without getting Mitch Marner, because I don't really expect them to do that, without going out and getting a star goaltender, because I think they could use that, I don't expect them to do it. All these things that I think could help you get there, I don't expect. But one area, if you're just looking for, all right, if they can do it without, you know, with these shortcomings that we think they have, how could it happen? It's that. They yeah. have a year, maybe even the personnel isn't totally different, but somehow they find their way to a top 10, even top 5 power play. But I think you're going to need one of two things to happen for that. You're going to have to go make a savvy investment somewhere in a player that's going to make that pop, or somebody on your team's going to have to get 10 times better at it. Paterka, for years now, has been a great 5-on-5 player, and then it just hasn't...
It goes away.
It hasn't converted on the power play.
He gets too much time, and he I think he just gets a little excited about making a fancier play, and it hasn't worked for
him. So maybe him? Maybe he's the guy that has a giant step to take on that unit, but...
How big of a role does coaching have to play in this? Like I
probably a lot.
I think it's pretty significant. The way the teams operate on the power play is always evolving in the NHL at the NHL level. It's always evolving at the level that I coach at. So I know there's always things you can be doing to try and manufacture opportunities for your players that doesn't solely rely on them making a play.
Mm-hmm.
You can draw up a strategic plan of action to draw a player here, kick a puck up. Like, there are ways to manufacture looks in the NHL. It is done every game. You watch good power plays do it. Face-off plays are a huge part of the game that people don't entirely realize. And I think that there's a little bit of that missing from the Sabres, and that can really play a role in that too. I think you've got to know your strength, and you've got the talent to have a top-tier power play in the league. You have the defenseman to run it. You got two defensemen to run it if you want. You got three. Like,
yeah,
you should be cruising on that unit, and that's, you haven't been.
That's one other thing. You mentioned the three defensemen. There's one other thing I want to touch on real quick before we come up on a break and get to Steven Ellis. We'll talk some more hockey with him, then get back to football. Byram is a player that I believe is talented enough to play on a power play. But here, there just isn't really a need for it.
You just don't – yeah, you don't have the room.
So when I'm on vacation and I see – like, the least surprising headline I saw while I was away was Friedman saying the Sabres are gauging interest on the trade market for Bo Byram. Just everything is pointed to that. That, you know, either he doesn't want to be here, or even more so, it's been more about his role, I think.
That's the story.
He's coming up on a big contract, and in hockey, you're a defenseman. You want to make $8, $9 million a year. You got to have the points to match it. And Bo Byram, he was 15th in the NHL among defensemen in 5-on-5 points. So he did it in the minutes he played, but why does he end the season with 38 points instead of 58 points? Because he doesn't play on the power play.
Right.
So for me, I almost want to say I would be stunned if he played another game in a Buffalo Sabre uniform.
I agree with that. I think it makes too much sense for them to try and get an asset in an area that they actually have a need. Whereas this is a position of, not, I wouldn't even say strength. It's an overflow of what you have in that archetype of defenseman. Puck mover, power play, not necessarily, you know, Darlene is more of a unique player, but power I think is similar in that they're not going to do a lot of for you on your back end. but they will bring some points for your team. You'll get a couple goals out of those guys. And I think it's redundant to have Power, Dahlin, and Byram on this team when you could probably get a pretty decent asset for a defenseman like Byram from a team that really needs that guy. Like, Edmonton always pops into my head for him.
Edmonton's a good one. I saw the Rangers were a team. Maybe Boston is another one. I don't know if you want to. I don't care about trading him in the division, but the Bruins could use a guy like that. I do see value in him. Like, I think he's a good player.
I do too. I just don't think that it's.
You might be a little reliant though on your best defenseman. Right. And there's even value in that. Like, if you told me, well, this guy, when he plays with Dahlin, you're going to get awesome results, I would say, well, I probably would get that with a few people, maybe a lot. But
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
But I don't want to just throw out the stat that I saw this weekend that the two defense pairings in the National Hockey League that were tied for the best goal differential in the league at plus 20 were Cale Makar and Devin Toews and Dahlin and Byram. Tied for the best goal differential of any defense pair in the league. I would see value in him playing with Dahlin.
There is, yeah, absolutely something to be said for that ability.
But what would you rather have right now? What's more important? What's more critical to place your value in? Dahlin's partner or Power's partner? Because I have more evidence that Dahlin can play with almost anybody.
Right.
And Power.
It's got to be Power.
You'd like to see Power play with a great partner.
100%.
So I'm not saying you could just flip one for one, but you trade Byram for some stuff over here, and then you flip something else to get a different type of guy over there. I don't think he's a bad player. I think there's value in having him. But I just think the writing's on the wall that it just kind of makes sense for everybody that a trade happen this offseason.
Right. It's the same reason he left Colorado. He was behind Makar, couldn't play on the power play. Let me get somewhere where I might have a chance to. And now he's in Buffalo and he's got the same situation.
So, two guys even.
Right. So why wouldn't he want to try and find his spot, find his home?
803-0550 is the phone number. A little more hockey when we come back. We're going to have Steven Ellison from Daily Faceoff. He was super glued to the World Championships. I want to get to him with him on how Tage really played and almost seemingly played like it was the NHL playoffs. So, one, what that does for his Olympic candidacy, but just thinking about Tage and, you know, big games, that being a real taste of big games for him and how he performed. So, we'll get to that with Steven Ellis when we come back here on WGR.
Drops it back, picked up by Shea. Up for Cooley, head to Thompson. Tage Thompson with Logan Cooley. Thompson, in, shoots, scores! Tage Thompson, golden goal! And the United States has won the World Hockey Championship for the first time in 92 years.
Tage Thompson. You know, Josh is rightfully, I would say, playing the Moonlight Freebird remix. Did you hear there with the Screaming Eagle? Have we gone too far? No? It's,
never.
Is it not becoming overplayed already again?
No. I could listen to this on repeat for days.
It's very in tune now with USA Hockey. It was the year of USA Hockey doing really well, and this was the song that went along with all of it. Steven Ellis, Daily Faceoff on the Western Hotline. What are you getting sick of the Freebird remix, Steven? Or are you still loving it?
You know, I don't think I ever really analyzed the solo up until it was brought up to me around World Juniors, and it's like one song, like one note the entire time, just like bending in. And like, yeah, it's kind of isn't very interesting, but hey, you know, USA Hockey loves it.
Yeah. How about we'll get to Thompson here. It's the reason I wanted to get you on. But the year that USA Hockey had, they win the World Juniors. They did pretty well. I mean, they looked on par at a lot of that series with Canada at the Four Nations. They win the World Championships. Feels like they had a pretty big calendar year, or I would say 12 months heading into next year's Olympics.
Yeah, like the women's team was very successful. The sled hockey team was very successful. And even at the U18s, they put up a good fight when most people didn't have them even getting a medal. So huge year for this program, and like especially on the senior side. Like I remember 5, 6, 7 years ago, the whole talk about this team in the tournament was like, okay, USA's there because they have to be. Like none of the players seem to care. This is not a big deal for them. Like you, like Rocco Grimaldi would be like the star player for the Americans, or these guys that you would not guys play in the NHL. So for them to there, you could tell, yeah, it wasn't maybe the strongest lineup on paper, but there was going to be a lot of this young talent that was going to go out there and bring that speed. They weren't there just for a trip to Sweden and Denmark. Like, they were there to win, and it worked out really well. So, yeah, like, it, yeah, this is probably not the strongest team we've ever seen win gold, but it's a team that came together well, had a lot of shooters, and now they're world champions.
Of those shooters, of course, and very cool moment, obviously, when they win the trophy and they bring out Johnny Gaudreau's jersey. Zach Werenski went to get it, so emotional, too. For Thompson, so he scores the golden goal, which is the highlight that's obviously circulating now. For the whole tournament, though, Steven, how did you feel like he played, and did he feel like he was one of the U.S.'s best players from beginning to end?
Yeah, like he went out and had 9 points, 3 goals against Norway was actually a really big deal given that the Americans essentially collapsed against Norway. So, again, if you told me the Americans were going to win gold after that game, I would have been totally shocked. But what Thompson was doing every game was playing a consistent two-way game. And physically, it looked like no one was able to contain him out there. Like, it's one thing to go up there and battle against guys in the Eastern Conference and go up against, like, the Tkachuk brothers and stuff like that. But at this tournament, he was out there playing against guys in Kazakhstan and Germany, Norway, you know, not the toughest competition in the world, and was physically dominant against them. And it, that type of high-end momentum really kind of carried on as the tournament wore on, where he was one of the better players most nights. So, yeah, he had 6 goals. He was very good in that department. He's doing a good job around the net. He was good on the power play, and he was did a good job of knocking guys off. So I liked his two-way game. I thought he was very effective there, and so it was only fitting that he got the game-winning goal.
How big is that for the physicality that he maybe had in the two-way game for him making the Olympic roster next year? Because with all the offensive firepower the U.S. has, I mean, if he's going to be, you know, a third-line option for that team when they go overseas to the Olympics, how much do you think he did for himself in that regard during this tournament?
Well, I think he showed how effective he could be on big ice, and I think that's really going to help there when they go to Italy. And the good thing about the Olympic tournament is they do bring bigger rosters. It's only two extra players and basically one forward, one defenseman, but I think he can look at the Four Nations team and say, okay, would he have been the guy they called on to be that extra player if they needed that? So I'd say potentially, but he really showed the USA Hockey, like, okay, this is look at what I could do here on the bigger ice. I could skate, I could hit, I could block shots, I could do everything there. And when you look at the fact that guys like Vincent Trocheck, Chris Kreider, Brock Nelson, they might be on the outside looking in here, I think Tage has really made sure, like, okay, at the very least, put me on as the fourth line winger. I could do that.
Stephen Ellis with us from the Daily Faceoff on the Wester Hotline. When you think of that U.S. roster a year from now, is that those couple of changes the biggest you would expect? Obviously, there's a lot of hockey to play between now and then, but how different that team could look from what we saw at the Four Nations tournament?
Well, I wonder if Cole Caulfield's going to make it there too, because that's the guy that, when that roster was named, he was the highest goal-scoring American at the time. So to leave him off was a bit surprising there. But I think that's a guy who's played with a lot of momentum down the stretch this year. I think he should be there. Of those three guys I mentioned before, Trocheck, Kreider, and Brock Nelson, I could see them all being left off the roster. Nelson, I like what he brings in the two-way game. But again, I think there's a bit more skill to be had here. With USA, they are playing in a bit of a weaker group. So that is going to, I think, give him a bit of a advantage there. He should put up a fight with guys like Paterka and Reichel and Stutzel. Denmark, they're riding high with that fourth place finish. And the thing about this tournament is, like, you look at the Americans, they had one since 1933, but when it comes to the European teams, like, those are the teams that play together all year long, and that's why they put up such a good fight. That's why Switzerland, the team with only a handful of NHLers, nearly won the whole thing. It's because these guys know how to play together so well. You look at Latvia, that's a tough team. So the Americans are the clear favorites in terms of pure skill in Group C, but they've got a couple teams there that know how to shut you down. So you're going to want to have all the offensive firepower, and I think that's going to be something where they're not going to try and match Canada. Like, that's what their roster felt like. They were going out there to try and match Canada for the Four Nations. When it comes to the Olympics, I think they're going to go for a pure, flat-out skill.
All right, I like it. Stephen Ellis from Daily Faceoff at S. Ellis Hockey on Twitter and Blue Sky. And he's got a piece up about the five players that did the best for their Olympic stock, and Thompson's one of the five, so be sure to check it out. Thanks, Stephen, for the time, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Stephen Ellis on the Wester Hotline. Tage Thompson scoring the golden goal, and now he heads to a summer where I don't really have many questions about him next year other than what position he'll play. There is that, right? He's a winger. I think he's a winger now that can play center when he's needed to and will do fine if he has to. But I would imagine he's a winger to start next year, assuming Josh Norris is healthy. 803-0550 is the phone number. Are we all in agreement that Panthers-Oilers is the series that we want in the finals? That's what I want. I don't need Dallas. Dallas just does not interest me at all. A rematch of... It would be a rematch to me of the best player in the world against the best team. Give me McDavid against the Panthers. Again, knowing Draisaitl actually had a better season. But Oilers and Panthers is easily the series that I would like to see.
Both series would be a revenge tour for Edmonton fans. If Carolina somehow pulls this off, it's revenge for 06. And then if, you know, Obviously Florida last year.
Right. Give me the revenge from last year. I don't need Carolina in the finals. I could kind of wanted that streak to keep going of them losing in the conference finals. some sort of curse for beating the Sabres in 06?
Yesterday when they scored that first goal, it was their first lead in a conference finals game since 2023. They hadn't even led in a game.
In a conference final?
In the conference final since 2023.
Had they not been, though, in the conference final since 2023? So basically they just hadn't led in this series.
No, because I think they weren't there last year. You're right.
Yeah, so just this series they hadn't
led. Okay. That makes that stat a little less hard hitting. I thought they were there last year.
I thought you were gonna give me like 2013 or something crazy. 2023. I mean, That did just happen a couple years ago. Right. Still crazy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
See, they hadn't led in the series even for like a second. They just hadn't scored first, I guess. Florida, they'll just bludgeon you. That team is... Also, with the cap going up, they might be able to hold it together. That's the other scary thing. Not as much for the Sabres. I mean, they're not really competing directly with the Panthers. Although, how crazy is it that since April of 2023, that is just over 2 years ago, these two teams... Our team here in Buffalo and that team in Florida were separated by one measly point. If Hudson Fashing doesn't kick a puck into the back of the net, the Sabres have a better regular season. And since then, this team here has not even come close to making the playoffs. And that team has had as good of a three-year stretch as you could possibly have, making the finals twice, about to probably do it for a third time, and won a Stanley Cup, and look like there's no slowing them down. The cap going up $10, $15 million, a lot of times you might think, well, they got Seth Jones, and they've got guys to pay. They got to pay Sam Bennett, right? Marchand's a free agent. I doubt they'll bring him back, but Bobrovsky makes $10 million, and it's, well, they can't keep it all together. Remember Chicago where they had to get rid of Bufflin and Ladd and all those guys? Oh, the cap going up. Florida just might keep it all. Could. Time out here. When we come back, I'm going to get back to some football. Aaron Rodgers talking this weekend about what's in his future and who he definitely will not play for. Kind of took a shot at an organization and a team that I just don't really think he needed to. Not that Aaron Rodgers creating drama is any sort of big surprise. So we'll get to that, and I want to get to a team that is easily the team I am most curious about that's non-Bills. You can give me your answer on that if you want to. 803-0550. Who's the team in the NFL this year you're most curious about that's not the Bills? Because there's one team for me that stands well above the rest. All that coming up. 803-0550, the phone number. Jeremy's off this week. Jody Biasi here on WGR.
Would you ever consider playing for the Saints and making us great again?
No. No, I've played there a couple times, but no. The answer is no. I'm too old. I don't want to live in Louisiana. Sorry.
What would he have to take a shot at New Orleans for? He could have put it a lot nicer than that. Or he could have just said because the team's terrible. They're not in a place for a veteran quarterback. So Aaron Rodgers, what do we think this was? It was like him on a – he was just on a stage.
I was watching it, and it's like there's fans in front of him with like a gate and someone walking around with a microphone.
Yep.
And then he's sitting up on stage. There's a Nerf gun sitting next to him for some reason.
Yeah.
And then like someone else to his left as like a host. I don't know. It was like a weird like
yeah.
meet and greet panel thing.
It was an event hosted by rapper Mike Studd is what I'm reading here. He also said – he weirdly got asked – also, he was answering fan questions. Would he play for the Chicago Bears? Ever consider it? And, I mean, they have Caleb Williams, so not doing that anyway. But Rodgers said no. But he also said there's a team that might play in Chicago this year, which the Steelers play in Chicago this year. So, there's no reason. I hope, if you make a rule here. This is the last time we're going to talk about Rodgers for a certain amount of time, months, or until he actually signs. Because I'm going to tell you right now what's happening with Aaron Rodgers, okay? He's going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He doesn't want to do any offseason work. So, without signing, it doesn't become a story that he's not there. And he also can't be fined by the team for not being somewhere. So like last year, when he's skipping a week of, you know, Jets mini camp, or it might have even been training camp, to go do drugs in Egypt, it doesn't become as big of a story. Because he's not actually signed on the team, he can do whatever he wants. And it's more about, oh, will he sign? He's going to sign. He just doesn't want to do the offseason work. That's it. But he's going to be the Steelers quarterback. Lock it in. And they're going to win seven games. Six or seven games. That's what I would go with. 803-0550 is the phone number. Who's the most underappreciated Bill? We had that a little bit earlier if you want to get in on that. I'm more curious, though, right now. What's the team you're most curious about for this season that's not the Bills? I'll tell you my answer when we come back, and I'll read a few that we've had on Twitter. That's when we come back. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off this week. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.